Hey guys, this is Lincoln Parks, and I want to welcome you to the Geek Speak podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the like and the dislike. Well, not really a dislike button, but we're going to just talk about the like and why so many people are caught up on the like. In this day and age, right now with COVID-19 and the coronavirus happening, if you are in charge of your marketing, wherever you are at your institution, I don't want you to get caught up with the like, because that can trip up so many people. So I want to just share a couple nuggets with you not getting caught up on the like, but what you need to focus on going forward in this day and time. This is Lincoln Parks. Tune in. To like or not to like? That's the question at hand. So I know on social media right now, a lot of people are, and you may be either a business owner, or you may work for a corporate company. You may be in a campaign, that you're a part of a campaign. And one of the metrics that a lot of people are still really concerned about is the like, and hitting that like button. Pow, smash, hit the like. Okay. And really, you should not be concerned with the like. That's not the end all be all. Okay. People have goals. And by the way, the place where I like to shoot my videos the most is in the car, because that's where I think a lot. You know, so if I'm waiting on my daughter, something like that, I shoot my videos in the car. It just works for me. So to like or not to like, you may be a part of a campaign, you may be a part of something, and one of the metrics or the key performance indicators that they have or goals for you is to measure likes, okay? And I think that's actually wrong. I don't think you should be measuring likes, because guess what? If your emotional trigger is not, you have to emotionally trigger people to like this, okay? So that means that they're comfortable with you already, or the topic or the subject at hand is something that they're familiar with. You got to understand the customer journey and how it all works. It works from awareness, where people know absolutely nothing about you, all the way to being a promoter, where now they are promoting you and they know you. You remember, one thing we gotta realize, you don't get married to the person that you're getting married to on date one, okay? It just doesn't happen like that. You don't get married all of a sudden, and you don't meet somebody all of a sudden, and the next thing you know, you're married. It doesn't work like that on day two. You date. Some people date for 10 years. Some people date for 1 year. Some people date for 3 months, and they get married. You know, it all depends. It all depends. So if you're getting measured by the like or the dislike, I'm telling you right now, you need to not worry about that, because what you need to really pay close attention to is the engagement. How much engagement are you getting from this piece of content that you're putting out there right now? You know, are people resonating with your message? Are they in the right stage of the customer journey in order to interact with you? If they're just in the awareness stage, they want to see some more from you. They want to be more comfortable. They want to know if you actually know what you're talking about, and you can solve some of their problems and issues. Find out who your audience is. First things first, find out who your audience is, who you're trying to target, and create content for those individuals. Okay. Just pinpoint target these individuals so that you know them back and forth. You know what they like, their dislikes are, and how do you get to know that? All by testing, okay? You can't just put a post out there and expect you're going to get a like. It just doesn't work like that, okay? You can't put something out there and think it's just going to resonate with everybody. It just doesn't work like that. There are some people, behavioral things that they have, how you present your message, they may not resonate with that. It just may not work. So it's not going to work with everybody. So don't get caught up on the likes or the dislikes, or just get caught up on engagement. Are people actually engaging with your content? And guess what? Your content might suck. And if your content sucks, nobody's going to engage with it. Because if it sucks, then it just flat out sucks. So you just got to get better. That doesn't mean you can't get better. Continue to improve your content. Continue to make it better. Continue to put stuff out there. Continue to try. Continue to fail. Because the only way you're going to get better is if you continually fail. That's really the only way you're going to get better. And people all the time ask, okay, so you're shooting videos. I don't like to shoot videos. I don't like to get in front of the camera. Well, do what's best for you. For me, I sit in my car. I have thoughts. I put them out there. And then I shoot a video and I put it out there. I don't write a script or anything like that. Unless it's for something, you know, where I'm on stage or I'm doing something like that. I have stuff scripted out. And then I memorize it, commit it to memory. And then I go with it from there. But the premise of this whole thing is don't get caught up on the likes. Okay? Because that's not the key performance indicator that you need to be worried about. Because a like doesn't mean anything. For somebody to smash that like button is not what you need to get caught up on. Get caught up on engagement. You could have 2,500 people like your page, but you only have a handful of people engaging. And that's where all kinds of different metrics come into play. And that's probably something that, you know, I could work, we could work on and go and dive deeper into exactly what are some of those metrics that, you know, that you need to be worried about. But engagement is number one. Make sure people are engaging with your content. That's just a fact. It doesn't matter how many times you post. It doesn't matter how many likes you get. It matters how people engage. So I hope this helped you out. If you're getting pressure from your management team, or you're getting pressure from somebody to and they're gonna gauge you on the like factor, tell them to contact me or tell them to watch this video. It may help them out too. Hey, this is Lincoln Parks. See you guys on the next video. Take care.
So guys, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. I think going forward, as we continue to learn more about the situation that we're in right now, that we not get caught up on the like, and we don't get caught up on, you know, trying to you know, look for metrics. I think right now is a time where we have to be real with each other, and we have to be authentic, and we need to make sure that we are coming across, you know, genuine. You know, a lot of people are still are being graded on the metric, but during this time, I think you just need to come from the heart, and you need to be as authentic as possible, because, you know, the more authenticity that you show right now is what's going to come across for the future. And I think this could be a trend. This definitely needs to be a trend where all businesses are heading right now, making sure that you're not caught up on the numbers, because the numbers are going to come regardless. If you're putting out great content and you're putting out and you're sharing great resources with people, the information, I mean, the likes are going to come. So don't worry about the likes. Don't worry about the metrics. Just continue to put out great, great information, and all that stuff is going to come to you. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I really, really enjoyed bringing it to you. So make sure that you continue to tune in to the Geek Speak podcast. Make sure that you tell people about it. Make sure that you subscribe, you share it with others. Go on iTunes for me, and please, if you can, just go ahead and like and share and leave a comment out there on the Geek Speak podcast. I would really, really appreciate that. We're trying to grow this podcast, and we're really trying to bring on some great guests for you guys. But as we share this information and we come to you today, just know that we care about your business. We care about other people's business, and we want to continue to make sure we all grow and succeed. So thank you for tuning into the Geek Speak podcast. Lincoln Parks, I'll see you guys on the next one.